Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattell with SEO strategy tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts be seen as the number one online authority in their ideal niche by creating more traffic and higher rankings with SEO business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about the big picture business SEO conversions. So what is it really, what it takes to convert your traffic, your rankings online on your website? And there are six signs you want to look for. So the first is the right leads. When I say the right leads, it's much more than just building your list. Because building your list from an SEO perspective, you could build your list endless. You could have thousands and thousands and thousands of people on your list. But if they don't have the intent to buy, how good is your list? So when we look in general to online traffic, so online traffic, most of the time, as an average, you have 65 to 70% researchers coming to your site. So people who are looking for information, people who are looking for freebies, people who have a problem or have a question and they're looking for the solution or for the answer. And then you have around 10 to 15% shoppers and buyers. So combined, they're around 30%. That means to get the right leads, to convert them. So with the people who sign up for your list that you can go for, that after they hear from you, like, let's say, seven times, they're ready to buy from you. They're ready to be converted because their intent at the beginning to come to your website was the right one. Let's use an example. If they came to your website and they're aware of your services and they came anyway, and they first want to get to know you, that's great leads, right? But if they are looking for free training, and they are looking for the free how-to, and they come to your website, and because you provide some of this in your blog post, and they stay and they look around for more content, how difficult it is to convert them, we all know. So that's not the right leads we're looking for. The second sign is the right traffic. The right traffic really starts with the end in mind because we are a business online. We are not there to provide free information on an ongoing basis, except if you're an affiliate marketer and that your business is then to provide solutions for your how-tos or have link on your website to buy the software. But in general, if you're a business and you offer coaching or services or products, so the right traffic really starts with the end in mind that they will buy from you. The right traffic, there is quality over quantity. I know everybody wants to have this huge amount of traffic, but there is a difference between targeted traffic and traffic alone. And just a very, very simple example between Apple and Apple trees and Apple Pie and Apple computer. In 2015, the search engines with the algorithm and the recognizing the pattern, the context of a website's content, it's really a more holistic approach to reach this good quality recognition, meaning when you create your meta title or meta description or body content or headers, not only that you use the keywords, but you want to make sure the content surrounding the keywords makes sense and all is set up in a context together. Then also the right traffic type is, do you check what traffic type converts the best on your website? So there are four different traffic types. It's the organic, the paid, the referral, and the direct traffic. So the organic traffic are the people who never met you, have a problem, have a question, come to your website because they are looking for the solution or they're looking for the answer. So, and then the second one, the paid one, is you promise something. You promise something in your advertising, and you need to fulfill this in on your website. So if you promise something like a free opt-in or something like this, that's what you have to bring them to. That needs to be exactly the landing page they land on. And the third one is the referral traffic. So the referral traffic a lot of times comes from social media where somebody else refers you to somebody else and so on, and then they come to you. And the direct traffic is the people who already know you. They know your website URL, and that's what they type in then come to your website. So you can see how really critical it is to recognize where you get your best conversions from and then do more for this specific traffic type. The third sign is the right bounce rate. And if you're not familiar with the bounce rate, that's the rate of people who are coming to your website and they're leaving immediately. So they're bouncing out immediately. Every website has another ideal bounce rate. I have a client and he built a huge directory in the back end of his website. Everybody who signs up for his opt-in has access to this backend. So he has a very, very low bounce rate because they stay for 5, 6, 7 minutes to go through the directory. Then I have another client and they have mostly they use their website for checkout. So people come, perhaps read one page about something, read some product information, and then they buy the product. So they for sure have a higher bounce rate because they have the traffic coming and they really have a very, very specific niche market and micro niche. So that the traffic arrives, they know immediately they arrived at the right place, buy it and go. The fourth sign is the right image. And when I say the right image, I don't speak so much about because that's not really SEO related. If your website looks cheap or if your website looks professional, does it influence your SEO results? Yeah, for sure. Because if people come to your website and looks professional, they have more the desire to stay longer as to a website, coming to a website who doesn't look good, is cheap, difficult to navigate. What I mean with the right image, like, for example, what opt-in offer do you present them? Is the opt-in offer something unique? Is it something special? What just you can offer? Or is it something what everybody else does? Because if it looks like something what everybody else does, looks like copied from another site, so that's exactly the image you present. So what do you think how high the conversion rate is if they just think you are a copycat? The fifth sign is the right focus and target market. And many entrepreneurs who come to us, they believe they are in the right niche, they have the right focus, and they approach the right target market, where in reality, they could do so much better by just being more specific, going in a micro niche, not staying in a macro niche. And when I see this, a lot of times, like, for example, they have coaching or services or product in the wellness industry. So they try to approach the wellness market. And you can imagine the wellness market is huge. There is a huge difference between wellness products for men, wellness products for women, wellness products for seniors, wellness products for more the high-end luxury. I think the best example I ever had in the history of my business is one of my first clients. She came to me and she wanted to have more conversions to her website. She has a very, very specific target market, and as we were looking at her website, we saw she's not approaching them at all. her approach was very, very broad, just about phishing. And she promoted herself as Guideline Lisa. We worked for her, and we created the site architecture for her and set up all the content and the context and everything. And it's interesting how our human mind sometimes can interfere with finding the right focus and target market, because she really liked her branding, Guideline Lisa, and that's what she wanted to present herself with. So the mind shift really came as we went to a conference and went there together. And then I don't remember the name, but it was Oprah's boyfriend who was presenting a topic there. And he asked her to introduce herself, and she said, "Oh, I'm Guideline Lisa." And you know, when you hear this, you don't know what she's doing. Does she do adventure trips? Does she do zip lining? Does she do, I don't know, kayaking in the Everglades, bicycling? It doesn't say us anything, and we would have to start thinking about it. As soon as you make people think about something, but it has really nothing to do with your next steps, you lose them because they go in their own world. So he looked at her and he said, "What?" And then she responded back, "Oh, yeah, my SEO expert, she says I'm the expert for luxurious fishing vacations, so for luxury fishing vacations." And he looked at her again. He said, "Book me." And I think that's really what was so significant for her, because she understood that you need to have a very clear focus, and you need to know who your target market is to convert them immediately. And I think that was just a beautiful example, because it was like an on-stage conversion. The last sign is the right keywords. And I know everybody speaks about keywords with SEO. The right keywords for you need to fit your business goal and need to fit for what you want to convert online. And there are many different types of keywords, but the two most, I think, significant are the informational and the commercial ones. So the information ones are from the researchers, right? They are the how-to, there's what is. So they come to your site for information. You can bring them into your list, and they want to get to know more about the other free blog posts. But what is the intent? Remember what we spoke about in the first sign? So in the second one, the commercial one, is they're shopping, or they at least have the intent to buy. So everything what is related to offer, proposal, service, product related. So you already can see on the keyword, people want to spend money. So for your business conversions, when you convert people into your list, you for sure want to have a good mix and a good variety of both sides. I hope these six business SEO conversion signs I shared with you, you want to look for, and the why you want to look for them, gave you a little bit better understanding what is it really all about being online. It's all about converting your hard work, your time, your investment into your business. I invite you to go to SEOstrategyPlan.com. And there you can get free access to our SEO Strategy Premium Training. And it includes the 7 Vital SEO Mistakes Successful Entrepreneurs Make When Building Their Authority Online. Again, this is SEOstrategyPlan.com. And there you can find online SEO training, radio, podcast, SEO article and audio archives, invitation to live webinars, free SEO Q&As, and much more. So it's really all about that you gain a much better understanding about the what and why of creating your unique best SEO strategy plan. remember, ranking number one online is not an accident. It is a strategy. This is SEO strategist, expert, and certified SEO master, Dagmar Gattell, signing off for today. Wishing you an amazing day, and tune in again next week.